Last night in Sochi, a new event debuted at the Winter Olympics, team figure skating. Now skaters will not only be able to compete individually and in pairs, but a country's skaters can show off their moves in a team effort. That means nearly twice as much figure skating, which is great for ratings. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on what this means for the athletes.
There is a lot of drama in figure skating, not necessarily on the ice, the judging, the personalities. Think Nancy Kerrigan or Tanya Harding. Here's something you don't hear all that often in the figure skating world.
Our next skaters represent the United States of America.
Wait for it. Do you hear it yet? Hold on. Among those in the crowd cheering are teammates. Simon Schnapier and Marissa Castelli are pair skaters, and they've been a team of two for a while. But Schnapier says now their former rivals have their backs.
You know, you do your own programs, but then everyone's doing it for the benefit of the team, and that's not something that we're used to in this sport. It's such an individualized sport. Team support and really being there for each other is something that we don't get to experience as much.
So here's the idea. Figure skating is not exactly a team sport in the way you think of them. I mean, they don't put all the figure skaters on the ice at once and then score them, though that would be great. They've been doing it on the professional circuit, but this is a first for the Olympics. Each individual and pair skates their program, and then their score.
64.25, a new season's best.
Everybody gets a score, then those scores are ranked, then added together for a team total.
Figure skaters aren't really used to being in a team environment, so, you know, when you're skating for yourself.
That's Paul Wiley. He's a figure skating coach, and he won the silver at the 1992 Olympic Games in Albertville, France.
There's a genuine sense here that the medal is on the line, and you are really trying not to let your team down, which is a very different feeling than the individual side of it, which is really all about you.
Wiley says by adding this event, the amount of skating that many have to do will double because most skaters will perform programs for the team and then as individuals. Olympic figure skating is among the most popular events during the Winter Games. It's always a ratings bonanza. Now NBC can count on much more bang for the buck, and fans get twice the sequence, twice the jumps. For the figure skaters, Wiley says they get twice the pressure, along with the first real chance to win two gold medals for figure skating.
When you have other teammates that are sitting there pulling for you, and you know that whether you land the quad triple or do a quad double, it's not a throwaway. It could be other people's gold medal that you're throwing away. In fact, I think they might feel a sense of responsibility that pushes them harder.
And so these once rivals have to spend time figuring out how to act like a team. There's a captain, Charlie White, who's been organizing events for team building, a game night, a movie night. They're even kicking it old school by coming up with a mixtape. Marissa Castelli says it's not a playlist. It's an actual CD with tracks.
How far we have come by Matchbox 20. It was a lot of pump-up music. What else?
It was inspirational music. There's some rap on there.
There's
I'm not really sure what it is.
There's a lot of rap on there. Maybe we'll have a dance party later and hang out.
After we're done, of course.
And at other Olympics, that's something they might not have done. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Sochi.